two high-level state officials in Michigan face charges in connection with their role in the Flint water crisis. One is accused of involuntary manslaughter. Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta has been covering this story for many, many months and joins us on the line. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Steve.
Who's been charged exactly, and why would they be accused of manslaughter in one case?
These are the highest-ranking officials that have been charged so far. They are appointees of the governor, and one is the director of the State Department of Health and Human Services. His name is Nick Lyon. The other is the state's chief medical executive. Her name is Eden Wells. Nick Lyon is the one who's charged with manslaughter, and it's related to an outbreak of Legionella, Legionnaire's disease, that occurred following the water switch that led to the lead contamination. And there is a question, actually, as to, you know, how closely those two are linked. But what the indictment says is that Nick Lyon knew about the Legionella outbreak and then covered it up, failed to alert the public so that they could do things to make themselves safer in regard to this. And he's also accused of misconduct in office. Eden Wells is also accused of covering up things that she knows and also of lying to a police officer about what she knew and when she knew it.
Okay, this is breathtaking and also huge. So I just want to make sure we're clear on the details. There was a switch in the source of water some years ago for Flint, Michigan. This resulted in massive contamination with lead in the water, horrible health problems for huge numbers of people in Flint who ended up drinking bottled water or leaving for many, many, many months at a time. And then there was this follow-up problem, and it's actually the follow-up problem of the spread of this disease that has led to the criminal charges. In both cases, is that right?
Yes, you explained it perfectly. And the state's culpability is rooted in the fact that Flint was being run by state-appointed emergency managers when this switch took place. And so the argument is that state officials were responsible for the health and safety of the people in Flint at the time.
These are state charges?
These are state charges, yes, that they will be charged in a, it's a county courtroom, but yes, these are, they're being charged with breaking state laws. Some of them are common laws.
Have Nick Lyon or Eden Wells had an opportunity yet to give their side of this story?
We know that part of what their defense was just in terms of being told, like, hey, this is your fault.
Yeah.
It was, well, no, actually, this outbreak was contained to one county, so the county health department was actually in charge of that. It wasn't the state's responsibility at that point, and I suspect that that will be a huge play a large role in their legal defense, and also just that, you know, it was a confusing, fast-moving situation, and, you know, they behaved responsibly as government officials. I should point out that even though they are gubernatorial appointees, that Eden Wells is actually a faculty member at the University of Michigan. That's where she comes from. And Nick Lyon is a career civil servant. That he's not a classic political appointee.
Confusing situation, I get. Fast moving, I get. But you're telling me part of their public defense up to now has also been not my job, wasn't my job.
In short, yes.
Okay, Rick, thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Pleasure.
That's Michigan Radio's Rick Pluta talking with us about news about two prosecutions related to the water crisis in Flint, Michigan. One state official is accused of involuntary manslaughter, the other of obstruction of justice, among other charges.